Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. To most people, a rollover is just a way to move money from one retirement plan to another. But for those in the know, rollovers can help a client beat the system. Just by rolling money from one kind of plan to another, a client can accomplish indirectly, very often, what the law says he cannot accomplish directly. Here's how to use a rollover to stop minimum required distributions, avoid supposedly mandatory income tax withholding, accomplish a tax-free Roth conversion, beat the one rollover per year rule, avoid the 10% penalty, and even beat your spouse. Not literally, of course. Start with minimum required distributions. Your client is a 72-year-old doctor, and he's still employed full-time at the hospital. He has to take annual minimum required distributions from his IRA, even though he's still working. He does not want to take those IRA distributions because he's still working and he's still in a high tax bracket. He'd rather let the IRA money keep growing for his later retirement years. Well, if he's in a retirement plan at the hospital, and that plan accepts rollovers, he can stop the required distributions from his IRA. All he has to do is roll over the IRA into a qualified retirement plan at his workplace. Qualified plans do not have to start paying required distributions until the later of the employee's retirement or attaining age 70 and a half. Once the IRA money is transferred into a qualified plan, it's subject to the plan rules, not the IRA rules, and the doctor's retirement money can keep accumulating. Let's move on to so-called mandatory income tax withholding. Your next client was recently laid off at age 61. He has $50,000 in the 401k plan with his former employer, and he's desperate to cash out that money so he can pay some bills. But if he just takes a cash distribution, the law says the plan must withhold 20% of his distribution, $10,000 in his case, for federal income taxes. Now, of course, if your client doesn't end up owing that much income tax, he can get a refund when he eventually files his tax return, but he doesn't particularly want to make an interest-free loan to the IRS for a while, and besides, he needs all the cash now. So instead of requesting a cash distribution from the plan, he should request a direct rollover of his plan money to an IRA. Once the money lands in the IRA, he can immediately withdraw the entire $50,000 with no withholding. Because mandatory income tax withholding does not apply to IRA distributions. Remember, people, I didn't write these rules. I just work here. Do you want to do a tax-free Roth IRA conversion? It's easy if you have after-tax money in your IRA and you also participate in a qualified retirement plan that accepts rollovers. Just roll all the pre-tax money out of your IRA and into the qualified plan. You cannot roll after-tax money from an IRA to a qualified plan. Don't ask me why not, I don't know. But because the law allows you to roll only pre-tax money from an IRA to a qualified plan, the tax law had to include a special rule for these upstream rollovers. The special rule says that when you roll money from an IRA to a qualified plan, the rollover has to come out of the pre-tax money first. Therefore, you can roll all the pre-tax money to the qualified plan and leave only the after-tax money in the IRA. And you can then cash out that IRA, which consists only of now after-tax money. You can cash it out tax-free, or you can convert it to a Roth IRA tax-free if you're eligible, or if it's 2010 and there's no income limit. Just be sure that in whatever year you do the conversion, you don't roll any qualified plan money back into the traditional IRA in the same year. Wait until the next year. Otherwise, you will contaminate your tax-free Roth IRA conversion. If you have money in a 401k plan, the tax laws generally say you must name your spouse as sole beneficiary of that plan unless he or she consents to let you name someone else. Maybe you don't like that idea because you and your spouse are estranged, so she won't consent, or your spouse is mentally incompetent and so can't consent, or maybe your spouse is just plain difficult to deal with. So just take the money out of the 401k plan and roll it over to an IRA. You don't need spousal consent, generally, to roll 401k plan money to an IRA. And once it gets into the IRA, there's no federal law that gives your spouse any rights in an IRA. Now, of course, you may not be able to get the money out of the 401k plan if you're still employed, and or your state law may give your spouse inheritance rights in the IRA, even though the federal law doesn't. So, like all of these ideas, this idea doesn't work for everybody. Maybe your client just received an IRA distribution and realized he doesn't really want to take that distribution. So he wants to roll it back into his IRA, but he can't because of the one per year rule. That rule says you cannot do an IRA to IRA rollover of more than one distribution from a particular IRA within a 12-month period. And this guy, this particular client, already did one IRA to IRA rollover of a distribution from this particular IRA within the preceding 12 months. So it looks like he's stuck with a taxable distribution for that second distribution. Well, there's two ways to beat this rule, both of them using, you guessed it, rollovers. One way is to roll the second distribution into a non-IRA plan. The one per year rule applies only to IRA to IRA rollovers, not to rollovers into non-IRA plans. The second way around the rule, if your client doesn't have a non-IRA plan he can use to receive the rollover, is to roll that second distribution into a Roth IRA. The one per year rule absolutely does not apply to Roth IRA conversions. And then later, your client can recharacterize the Roth conversion if he didn't really want a Roth IRA or wasn't eligible. The one per year rule also does not apply to recharacterizations. As you can see, clients can use rollovers to exploit the different rules that apply to different types of plans. Another classic example is the exceptions to the 10% penalty on pre-age 59 and a half distributions. Some exceptions apply only to IRAs, some apply only to non-IRA plans. So, just move the money into the type of plan that has the exception you need. For example, if you're under age 59 and a half, and you want to spend some of your retirement plan money on higher education expenses or a first-time home purchase, but you don't fancy paying a 10% penalty, and all your retirement money is in your former employer's 401k plan, you just need to roll that money into an IRA. IRA distributions can qualify for the education expense and first-time home buyer exceptions, but 401k distributions cannot. On the other hand, if you're planning to retire between the ages of 55 and 59 and a half, and you want to cash out your plans upon retirement, roll your IRAs back into a company or qualified retirement plan. Qualified plan distributions made after retirement are penalty-free if the retirement occurs at age 55 or older. But there's no such exception for IRA distributions. Do you want to borrow from your retirement fund or buy some life insurance with your retirement plan money? You can't do either of those things with an IRA. But if you can roll the IRA money into a qualified plan where you work, and the plan permits it, you can then borrow from your account in the qualified plan or buy life insurance in that account. Well, with all of these ideas, needless to say, there's numerous rules that must be complied with, and you must work with a tax advisor to make sure you fulfill all the requirements and rules. And also, of course, not everyone can implement every idea because not everybody has the right kind of plan. But still, it's pretty amazing how easy it is to get around some of these rules that apply to retirement benefits just by rolling over your money to a different kind of plan. For Morningstar Advisor, Merry Christmas from Natalie Choate.